Friday is here again. If you're receiving this by dialing in and using codes and access numbers and so forth, if you prefer, you can now simply click on my Facebook page, scroll down to Linda's Weekly Word, and listen to the podcast. I'll continue to put on a new word every Friday, and it'll stay on until the next Friday recording, just as before. I owe a huge thank you to Rachel and my sister Debbie for believing that the Lord will bring a fresh word through me every week and for figuring out ways to bring it to your ears. My passionate prayer is always that the Lord speaks His word into your hearts. When we began this in March, Rachel graciously set me up with freeconferencecall.com, and now my sister Debbie has added the option of listening on her website, debbietaylorwilliams.com. And if you choose to listen there, be sure and check out all the ways God's using her ministry for His glory. Well, today, I hope that in the next few minutes, the Holy Spirit will show us more clearly than ever before that He will enlighten our minds with the understanding of our oneness with our Holy God. That way, way, way down deep in our knower, He will give us wisdom to grasp not only the presence of the Holy Spirit who is abiding in us, but also that as Christ Jesus is in us, we are in Him. And He is seated at the right hand of God the Father. I don't know about you, but when I think about this truth, I have to stop, take a deep breath. It's just so, so big a thought. And there's more. We're told clearly in Scripture that as Jesus Christ is in us and we are in Him, He is in the Father and the Father is in Him. Okay, so here we go. But before we go on, if you're on this call and you're not a follower of Jesus Christ, my desire is for you to consider becoming one. More important than what my desire is, it's the passionate desire of Almighty God that you accept His Son, Jesus Christ, as your Lord and Savior. And if you're not sure about how to go about this, please call me. 956-243-1793. Okay, now here we go. In John 14:18-20, this is what Jesus is telling His disciples right before His crucifixion. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. He was explaining to His disciples that He was going away, but that He was going to give them another advocate, the Holy Spirit, who would be in them forever. He called this advocate the Spirit of Truth that would help them and who helps us. So it's the power of the Holy Spirit who abides in us that enables us to grasp the meaning of our oneness with God. So here comes some more of His word. Colossians 3:1. If you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on the things that are on earth. For you have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. So where is Christ right now? He's seated at God's right hand. And where are we? We are in Christ. Now listen to what He says in 2 Corinthians 5:17. If anyone is in Christ, and He just told us that we are, he is a new creature. The old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come. I don't know about you, but when I think back to the old Linda, the me, before Jesus became my Lord, I am so incredibly thankful she's dead and that I'm a new creature. I'm also thankful that our Lord gives us stories, visuals, that help us to understand what He's talking about. One of those is in John 15:5, where he says, "I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he has much fruit. And apart from me, you can do nothing." I love this parable because as dawn breaks every morning while I'm sitting with him on my prayer porch, I can look out on my patio and see the beautiful flowers budding out on the tips of the branches that are growing out of the vines. And the Holy Spirit brings to my remembrance what Jesus says about the vine and the branches. And I am filled with awe and wonder that Almighty God has chosen to live through me and through you. Listen to what others can see in our lives when we are walking with Jesus. Galatians 5 says, they'll see love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. This is the fruit of the Holy Spirit who is abiding in you and in me. It's His manifestation exhibited through our lives. Galatians 2:6, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him. John 2:6, the one who says he abides in Him ought himself to walk in the same manner as he walked. 1 John 2:28, and these words are so tender. Now, little children, abide in Him, so that when He appears, we may have confidence and not shrink away from Him in shame at His coming. And He is coming. 1 Thessalonians 4:16 through 18, for the Lord Himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Encourage one another with these words. Well, dear friends, I pray that this morning you have been encouraged with God's words. Love you.